What if your top salesperson was 1,000 times more efficient? And what if a limitless digital workforce helped your number one find leads? A super team working 24/7 on their behalf. Thinking, acting, and solving complex tasks so more deals closed. What if with every sale, each customer felt like they were the only customer? That would be one very efficient sales leader. Now, imagine if every person on your team worked to the power of 1,000. They can with Agentforce, the powerful AI from Salesforce.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang, and we face the mystery of the Evergrande property developer that the last time we talked was regarded a corpse as in it doesn't get up, but it turns out it's Dracula. It spends times in its coffin, and then now and again when the moon's right, it gets out of the coffin and wanders around making deals. Gordon, Evergrande, the corpse, now Dracula. Bring us up to date on what kind of trouble Evergrande is in and the opinion of the investor class, especially the people owed money by Evergrande, with regard to the corpse wandering around claiming it's alive. Good evening to you, Gordon.
Good evening, John. Evergrande blames a quote-unquote drastic change in its circumstances as a reason why it will not be able to publish its financials by its March 31 deadline. There have been a number of really interesting developments. In December, there was a default on about $27 billion worth of bonds. There's been a whole number of very surprising transactions and events, including the seizure of some of its cash. But in general, what it's been trying to do, especially with provincial and local governments, is to delay its obligations so that it can complete projects. Because if it can't complete projects, and it hasn't been, then it can't get the cash to retire its more than $300 billion in obligations.
We welcome Andrew Collier, our colleague, the managing director of Orient Capital Research. He's in Hong Kong. Andy, the Evergrande is referred to by the dry Reuters copywriter as the world's most indebted property developer. That's a fair achievement. $300 billion is sometimes mentioned. Has this damaged all of the property development in Hong Kong, where Evergrande has some large holdings that need to be paid for?
Yes, very much so. It's a poster child of the problems in the property market, which are partly because they overexpanded for a decade and partly because the government basically called their bluff. And about a year and a half ago, the government said, you know, look, you no more of this, fast money building and building and building. And so a lot of this is government caused. But because Evergrande is so large and the debt so huge, it's become a real sore spot for the government and for the economy as a whole.
Gordon, if I understand correctly, Evergrande made all these fast deals with local governments, local, like provincial, municipal, city governments. Are they in trouble too, Gordon, because they want their money back or they want their asset back from Evergrande?
Well, the money came from banks, and banks were essentially forced to lend by political decisions made by local officials. And although it's not fair to say free money, because Evergrande did have to pay it back, it was essentially free money because there were evergreen loans, you know, more loans, more loans, more loans. And so Evergrande had really no discipline. It invested in all sorts of things, including its electrical vehicle unit, where it really has no business being. But essentially, John, this is the story of Beijing allowing the taps to be open. And as Andy said, starting to close them because they realized the country as a whole, not just Evergrande, has a debt crisis.
I wonder if Evergrande owns my coffee cup. You know, Gordon, if they were investing that widely. Do you have a question for Andy, Gordon?
Andy, going apart from Evergrande, this is affects the property sector and starting to affect other sectors as well. What is really going to happen to the smaller developers as people watch for Evergrande?
Well, that's a very good question, because everybody pays attention to the big ones that are publicly listed in Hong Kong and in China. But in fact, there's hundreds of smaller developers, and they're starting to go belly up. They're defaulting on a fairly large rate, but we just don't have any data on how many of they're going under. But if you're undercapitalized and if you don't have access to state banks, which the smaller developers tend to be, then they're the first ones who are going to see the axe. And I have this theory about China and during this whole debt wind down, which is that there's going to be winners and losers. And the poorer provinces, like the Arkansas of China, are going to be the losers. And the richer provinces, which would be the, you know, San Francisco's, are going to win out.
Andy, has the Evergrande story faded? Because there are so many catastrophes that happen all the time. Chiefly now we're focused on the Ukraine crisis. Has Evergrande receded in doubts in the headlines and people's thinking about China as a place to invest your money?
Well, internally, it certainly hasn't faded. It's more important than Ukraine in a lot of ways. For foreign investors, no, it hasn't faded because, you know, if the macro economy in China collapses, then that all bets are off. Ukraine is going to be a sideshow in comparison. So this is the existential problem for China. How do you achieve growth without just throwing up residential buildings?
If I were going to write a book about how to undermine people's confidence in you, Evergrande would be my first example. In fact, we could just turn it over to Evergrande's management, because what I read here is they keep saying we're going to satisfy and then they don't. And then they say we're going to meet our obligations and then they don't. And then they don't even explain what timeline they're dealing with. Is this the government permission? Because in private enterprise in the U.S., I think they would be all fleeing to places that don't extradite. That's what would happen here. They'd all be in Brazil.
You know, fake it till you make it. I mean, Theranos, I mean, I hate to tell you, but this is this kind of thing goes around all over the world. And the Evergrande basically is telling people, you know, we've got 80% of our projects underway. The banks, even though they just took $2 billion from us, we think we can get more bank loans. They're trying to fake it until they can make it. And because it's incredibly, they could be thrown in jail if this thing collapses.
Gordon, it's an entertainment then to see how long people will believe you, despite the fact that your reputation for not telling the truth doesn't exist. Go ahead, Gordon.
So, Andy, Evergrande is looking to local governments for assistance of various kinds. But apart from Evergrande and apart even from the property sector, you have local governments under pressure. Beijing is mandating that they spend on various projects. Also, you have coronavirus, very expensive for the testing regimen that Beijing demands and for the shutdowns that occur. What is your sense of the health of the smaller municipalities and counties throughout China?
Well, just to make it clear, when you talk about China's economy, you're talking about local governments. That's 80% of expenditure. So you can't just talk about Beijing because they don't really have the money that the local governments do. And they're under severe pressure because GDP growth is dropping, you know, from 7 to 6 to 5% to 4%. And some people think it could go negative. And so Beijing is trying to cut taxes, which makes the local governments even more under pressure. So it's a real mess. And I think Beijing's attitude is this is pain is going to come. We knew this. The property bubble has to be popped. So we're going to accept the pain. What's really surprising is that Xi Jinping is doing this ahead of the leadership conference when he's trying to be appointed permanent Chinese party secretary in the fall. I mean, very surprised that they're sticking to their guns.
Property values. Do you hear talk in Hong Kong that suddenly vast areas of the city are no longer as expensive as they used to be, or does that not, is that whispering campaign yet to come?
No, that's already happened. I mean, Hong Kong has lost 70,000 people in the past few months because the COVID quarantines are so terrible and a lot of reasons. And so people have left. And so property values are starting to decline, not sharply, but they're falling.
And that, Gordon, would be sufficient to cause anybody worry in Beijing, because the property value of Hong Kong has been the gem of the economy that they acquired by taking over Hong Kong.
Yes, but I'm not sure that Hong Kong's fortunes are really uppermost in the minds of senior Chinese leaders right now. There's always been a lot of envy among cities and municipalities in the mainland versus Hong Kong. And so this is not something that is going to keep Xi Jinping up at night. As Andy points out, there are other things that will force Xi Jinping to lose some sleep, but I don't think it's going to be Hong Kong.
Andrew Collier, the managing director of Orient Capital Research in Hong Kong, Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.